Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. 17 till the hour, I should say. I didn't say that right. If you're going to be a talk show host, you got to be able to tell time. 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, the author of Rebounders, A Winner's Pivot from Setback to Success. He's the he's also a financial columnist for Yahoo Finance. And our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Rick, thanks again for staying with us. Recently, you wrote an article called Plenty of Job Openings, But Not for You. There are millions of jobs in America going wanting for a number of reasons, but one of the main reasons is that they can't. There are no qualified people for those jobs. What do you think?
Yeah, this, you know, everyone's trying to figure out, why is unemployment staying so high? And that no one has a real straightforward answer, but what economists are now... they're now saying, you know, this looks like a long-term problem. We've seen this before in other parts in history. But there are 4.4 million job openings or something like that, according to the Labor Department. And there are about 11.5 million people who count as unemployed. So you would think that those 11.5 would jump all over those 4.4 million job openings.
Right.
And the 11.5 would go down.
But in one day they'd be filled, right?
Yeah, that's right. You would think so. But it's not happening because... probably because the 4.4 million open jobs require skills that the 11.5 million unemployed people simply don't have, or those jobs are in different places from where the 11.5 million people unemployed people are. And this is different. This is something that's different about the U.S. economy these days, because in prior recessions, for the most part, jobs went away during the recession, and then the same jobs or similar jobs opened up when the recession was over, and this seems to be
People just went back to work.
They went back to the jobs they lost for the most
part. Or something similar.
And we're now, that's right, and now we're seeing something very different for the first time, you know, probably since World War II.
Well, I'll tell you, I will tell you, though,
for a while.
Let me stop you for a second here, because we did have, for about a year in 2003, we had a jobless recovery. If you remember, the first signs, the first sniff of this, of what we're experiencing right now, a precursor. I don't know what it was, but I remember reporting with Kiplinger in late 2002 and 2003 on, and we called it a jobless recovery. But that kind of went away after about a year. It didn't last
that
long.
That's exactly right. And we, you know, Jim, there was also a so-called jobless recovery after the 91 recession. Mm-hmm. But within a couple of years, the unemployment rate had dropped all the way back down to something like 5% or even lower.
But this one is different. This one is different. It's hanging in there. I think part of it is because the economy is so slow. I think the rising tide does float all boats. So I think that's one of the problems. But there is a real concentrated problem right now with people who are not qualified. I'll give you an example. We hired a person a couple of years ago. We had an opening a couple of years ago, and we need somebody who can use, you know, who can use technology, who can use Excel and has some computer skills. You'd be amazed how many resumes we got in that had nothing, even if they knew how to use Excel or computers, they didn't say anything about it.
And I think it's become even more intense than that, Jim. So
this was just 2 years ago.
Yeah, a simple way to think about it is manufacturing jobs that used to be assembly line work, mostly manual labor. Now you need technical skills to operate robotic machinery and things like that. High-tech manufacturing is replacing manual labor manufacturing. It's doing it very rapidly.
One of my favorite stories to tell is in the last decade, I talked to a man who built a Greenfield paper plant and got it running. It's his job is build them and run them till the resident could come in and run it. And I asked him, I said, how many of your employees use computers in the direct performance of their work? He said 100%.
All of them, right.
And I said, how many employees do you have? He said, half as many. He said, 400, half as many as the same plant I built in the 90s. That's another reason why we've got an unemployment problem.
That's true. And by the way, those are good jobs. Those are 400.
Oh yeah, these are
well
paying
jobs that pay pretty well. But it used to be 800 jobs that paid pretty well. And Jim, this is just part of the rapid transformation of the economy. I mean, this is a very wrenching transformation we're going through. And we're not going back to the way it used to be. And people need to know that. I mean, you need to transition.
Remember,
yourself.
Think about what happened. You know, back when tractors were built. You know, I mean, look what that did to the agricultural industry. But the difference was, in those days, my dad left the farm and went to the plant, and he used the same jobs. I mean, the same skills he had on the farm, he used in the factory.
Yeah.
Today, the same skills that people had 10 years ago are not necessarily viable today.
That's right. And this points to something that's really important, which is people need to keep their skills sharp and fresh. I don't care what industry you're in. I mean, you need to always be thinking, what's the next thing I need to learn? Where is the work going?
And it's
what am
the reason
I need
why
to know in 5 or 10 years?
It's the reason why, Rick, I've said for a long time, if Washington really cared about the things that they act like they care about, there would be a hue and cry to get everybody up to speed and trained for a job. There'd be competition. People lined up out the door for these technical jobs, not people wondering why they're not trained.
Well, guess who's backing ideas like that? It's
who?
President Obama, believe it or not, and he can't get anything like this through Congress. I mean, there are these sort of small pilot programs.
Yeah.
And Jim, I don't think the answer is in Washington. I don't think the answer to anything is in Washington.
Well,
local governments can do this in conjunction.
It's got to be grassroots. That's something I completely agree with you, folks. This is what I mean, Rick, when I've said to my audience, Main Street has to take back our country.
Yeah.
Tintail, right back with Rick Newman. His book is called Rebounders. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.